Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's a sports writer, writes for a lot of big publications, including The Nation. David Zirin, his website is edgeofsports.com. Got links to it up on Infowars.com. And they had a little in the death penalty group. And by the way, whether you agree with that or disagree with it, totally peaceful group. Historically, you don't hear death penalty groups of hurting anybody. I mean, it being spied on by the state police with federal funds. And incidentally, I am for the death penalty as a moral thing. I mean, if you catch somebody red-handed killing somebody premeditatedly, I think they should die. But I'm against the death penalty because we found over a third of those on death row end up are completely innocent. And the system is so... I mean, when the Houston Crime Lab alone in 1 year framed 4,000 people, and some of them went to death row in Texas, there's a problem here. So, but regardless, Dave, we were talking about years ago, you know, you found out about it later, were there feds or state police in your group trying to agitate or trying to radicalize you guys?
Well, I'll say two things. First of all, on the question you just said, I'm in agreement with you about that. I mean, I'm not one of those people who's morally against the death penalty. I just think the system itself is so riddled with errors and problems and biases that it just does not operate effectively in a democratic society. On the second point, no, the people who we know absolutely positively were plants, were spies, were actually the remarkable, like a young woman who just was like this kind-faced person who just asked a lot of very good questions and took copious notes and made sure she was on all the email lists. I mean, I you know, almost a forgettable person. I mean, fortunately, I never erase any emails. And I went back and looked at all the several dozen emails she'd sent me over her time in the group, and they're so benign. And that's part of, I guess, what makes an effective long-term plant. But it was also benign, we have to remember, because her own conclusions, according to the declassified documents, was that we weren't doing anything wrong. And so, and the scandal, like I said, and I can't repeat this enough, is that she was sent back in after reporting that nothing illegal was going on.
There's I was just thinking about that. The case with Michael Moore, where, you know, he shows the peace group, the anti-war group that baked cookies every week, and then they learned the guy was a police informant because he died in a car wreck. I mean, any gauge on how many spies just through that state police program in Maryland there are?
Oh, we know from the documents that they devoted hundreds of man and woman hours to spying on groups, and you could do a lot of damage in that time. If you think that a typical group at most meets for an hour or two a week, and you think about hundreds of hours that we know about, I mean, then you're talking about them really covering a lot of ground and a lot of money going into this as well. And then the fact that, I mean, I know you played a clip of this off the Rachel Maddow show, but the fact that they entered us into these anti-terror databases and lumped us in within these databases that are incredibly harmful, and who knows what kind of access that gives to our personal lives if you happen to be one of those people in those
databases. My dad was driving one of my cars. I'd sold it to him, and he hadn't changed the registration over. And the cop pulled him over in the middle of nowhere in Texas one night, like 10 o'clock at night, and said, wait right there for like 10 minutes, then came up and said, well, you're not Alex Jones. And he said, you've got a handle with care note in my computer system. You know, you're on a watch list. So now the police departments are dialing in to these private databases as well. Were you aware of that?
No, I was not. It's good to know.
Well, once that happened to my dad about 6 months ago, I looked into it and found out that, they've got all sorts of databases, and a lot of the stuff in them is wrong. Final segment with our guest. We'll talk about the influence of sports and politics when we get back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror.
Loose Change, Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hello, I'm Steve Chang. For the past several months, folks have constantly asked me to give them the date as to when they should be finished stocking up on food. We've been so beaten up by stock market, banking, housing, and unemployment crashes that we're desensitized and frozen inactive like the frog being unknowingly cooked in gradually increasingly hot water. Well, snap out of it. We now have a deadline. Joe Biden said it's going to happen. Former Secretary of State Colin Powell went on CBS Meet the Press and pointed to about January 22nd as the time a major international incident would force the new president to make unpopular decisions. Well, I take the general at his word, and my best advice is to have your food in your possession prior to the inauguration. Contact eFoodsDirect.com for your supplies prior to this deadline for disaster. Ask yourself, is it better to have too much too soon or too little too late? Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Open phones in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. After our guest leaves us here in about 7-8 minutes, got a lot of other news I haven't gotten to yet. Some interesting developments on the health front. They have now implanted, and there's a big race to do this in the last month, several artificially grown organs in the human body, grown from your own tissue. No need to even use aborted baby parts to do it. So that is coming up as well. I have some interesting news clips I want to play and comment on, too. But we're talking to national sports writer, writes for The Nation and other publications, Dave Zirin. His website is edgeofsports.com. My website's, of course, InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Dave, shifting gears in the time we have left, what you're really reporting on now is the expansion of, the exponential growth of sports icons and sports legends and just average players also getting involved in politics more and more. A, why hadn't they been involved in politics a lot in the past? And then B, why are they now? Why is it becoming more acceptable for them to be involved in the culture?
We're getting finally finished with a whole era that I like to think of as the era of Michael Jordan. And that's not a reference to the great basketball player's skills on the courts, but to his famous statement about why he wouldn't stand up to North Carolina Senator Jesse Helms because he said Republicans buy sneakers too. I mean, it was a statement of apolitical principle, if there is such a thing. and this idea that making money is king and everything else comes in second. And so that has dominated a sports world, which is such a huge globalized business.
By the way, I mean, I think that's a very cowardly, I'm not attacking Michael Jordan, but that really is a self-centered, mindless comment. And the guy's not stupid, obviously. I mean, thinking he's in a bubble and nothing affects him, but go ahead.
No, that's exactly the point, is that it's a statement of saying in a very proud way, I could care less about anything that happens in the world. I only care about selling my sneakers. And it really did fit in with this huge trillion-dollar globalized sports industry, this athletic industrial complex, which has become so massive. Now, while that philosophy dominated a generation, you also had a lot of those lesser or middling players who were just frightened, you know, who came from poor or working-class backgrounds. They know that the shelf life for a bench player or a role player is only a couple of seasons, and you just want to make as much money as you can. And to speak out about politics and risk that, it just seemed foolhardy for a lot of players, for a generation of players, to actually risk it. But what you're starting to see right now is a bunch of players taking a different approach and saying, wow, I have this remarkable platform. I have all of this cultural capital. If I say something, it might actually make some news. Why don't I try to use it to try to do some good? And that, to me, is a welcome thing. And a lot of people say, well, who cares? It's athletes. Why should I care what they say? This is why. Because jocks are role models. Whether we think that that's a good thing or not, that's a question of opinion.
It's like a warrior. It's like a warrior archetype.
Exactly. It's a fact that these guys are role models. And in my early 20s, I was a school teacher in third grade. I can tell you, it's deep that these guys are role models.
Well, just to interject something, because you're so on target here, it's a cop-out. I mean, when we have Hollywood people sometimes on this show, our detractors will say, well, who cares what they have to say? Well, then why do advertisers hire them? Why do government officials love to get stars on board? The truth is, when somebody doesn't like what a star is saying, they play that card of so what they have to say. But bottom line, in this culture, that type of stuff is king. So that's a total cop-out, but go ahead.
No, I agree. But here's the thing. If they're going to be role models, and if we all agree also, just factually, one child born in a generation is going to be able to hit a 90-mile-an-hour fastball for a 350 average over a 20-year major league career. In other words, the odds of becoming a star yourself as a young child are infinitesimal. Then we have to ask ourselves, then, well, what else are they modeling? I mean, if they're modeling that Jordan ethos that says, well, life is about making money and the hell with your fellow man, that's an actual role modeling that people will take advantage of.
Exactly. Not speaking out, that's a great thought, not speaking out is a form of communication right there.
It is, and it's modeling. This is all about role modeling. So when these young kids, say it's a chubby short kid who doesn't have a dream in the world of dunking a basketball, and he's doing his role model, LeBron James, and what he's getting from LeBron James is, you know what, it matters to think about politics. It matters to care about an election. It matters to hold leaders accountable for what they say. That's a very different kind of lesson than, hey, if you can dunk a basketball and be 6'8", life is good.
Wow, absolutely. And then that's the exact type of message, though, that corporate America doesn't want. They want the basketball and football and baseball stars to say, only care about bling, only care about money, don't bleed politically involved. But when the heroes start telling the kids, hey, be real heroes, be involved politically, be involved in things that matter, be involved in your community, that could actually bring back a viable culture. Oh, no, we can't have that.
And that's another interesting thing about athletes, because, you know, Joe DiMaggio said this 60 years ago. He said, rich boys don't become star pro athletes because you got to have a hunger in your belly to make it. I mean, it's a bit of a broad generalization, but it is true that even though a lot of these athletes, they've got tons of money, they might live in a gated community, but it's about where they come from. And so there's a point of relation and a point of connection with regular folk that I think the typical Hollywood celebrity just does not have.
Yeah, absolutely. The nouveau riche especially, they just don't have a fire in the belly. They're into leisurely playing golf and screwing around and managing, their companies. They don't have that fire in the belly that somebody who could become a sports champion generally does.
And when you know it's whether or not your family gets out of a terrible situation. I mean, I can tell you, you go down to Brooklyn at, 2 o'clock in the morning down at Coney Island, you'll see people dribbling basketballs with two hands up and down the court, maybe with a brick tied around each ankle to strengthen those muscles. I mean, it is a monastic, sacrificial life that most of them still don't make it anyway.
Same thing with boxing.
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, boxing is is the ultimate warrior sport, and the sacrifice for becoming a boxer is profound because these young people aren't stupid. They watch HBO Real Sports, they see the documentaries, and they know that when they hit their 40s after a boxing career, they might not be speaking in sentences that their own mother could understand. But it's a sacrifice that they try to make to try to get out of a certain financial or economic climate. But that's also why athletes have a real sway with young people, with poor kids, because they're like, look, I've been there, and I'm telling you, you're not going to be in the NBA, but you could be a thinking person who makes a difference in this world.
Well, I mean, I think it's important for these stars to explain that they're not only valuable because they are a sports star, but that there are other things that are, frankly, even more important. And I think that message from them has been lacking, the gang member activity, the arrogance, the corruption. Certainly the media magnifies and, loves only focus in on that. But that's had a detrimental effect on our young people. And absolutely, we need to get them salvaged. In the few minutes we've got left with our amazing guest, we don't normally have sports writers on, but most sports writers don't have Homeland Security state police spying on them.
Dave, that is true.
Dave Zirin, just an amazing individual, edgeofsports.com. In closing, a few minutes on Pat Tillman. I mean, that whole thing of him getting sucked in, that same, hero, warrior attitude. He wants to go fight for his country. He finds out Afghanistan's a photo op. I've talked to his brother. He finds out it's a scam. He dies mysteriously. They cover it up. You've written a lot about that. Give us your take on Pat Tillman.
Oh, and I spoke with his mother recently as well. I mean, the Pat Tillman story is both an American tragedy and an American crime, and we've still yet to see people truly held accountable for it. I think one member of the brass, a senior officer, got knocked down a peg at a star taken off or something like that, but not the real kind of accountability that we need. I mean, Pat Tillman thought he was going to risk his life and die if necessary for his country and for freedom, and instead he died for public relations. And that in and of itself is a sin. And the family has the right to know what happened to him, the right to know to all the facts, the right to know why his journal was destroyed after he died, the right to know why his personal effects were burned on site, and also, more than anything else, the right to know why their son was exploited in the ruthless manner that he was in death, in a way that in life, I would argue, Pat Tillman absolutely would have rejected.
You offered to go to the bottom of the hour. This is too important. Can you do that still?
Sure.
Okay, because we've got a break and come back with a quick segment. But get started now because you've been really close to this case. As close as we can, get to the truth, what really happened with Tillman?
Let's do it.
We've got about a minute now. Go ahead and get started.
Oh, okay, just start it now. Well, one of the things about the case that is still just makes me very concerned is the reports upon his death. I mean, there's talks of friendly fire, of chaos. The Washington Post did a painstaking recreation of that last battle where half of his battalion goes out, circles all the way around, and then confuses the battalion that remained, and they go after each other. And yet, once the autopsy results were revealed months and months after the fact, he was killed at shots in the forehead at very close range. And it's hard to square those two stories together. I mean, on the original death, one of the troops even said that his last words were, "This can't be effing happening to me. I'm effing Pat Tillman," which sounded like something out of a movie when I read it at the time. And it turns out there's no way he would have said that if he'd been shot in the forehead. That's not what happened.
Yeah, well, it was a way to degrade him and put him down. We'll talk about, was he murdered because he was writing letters home and going to come home against the war? Did they black op him? We'll talk to the man who's talking to the family when we get back.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
David Zirin's our guest. He's written for the Washington Post, New York Daily News, New York News Today, Baltimore Sun, Houston Chronicle. List goes on and on. Appears on national TV, does his own radio show. And he's just written The People's History of Sport. Sounds like a great book to read. Got to tell you, most of these sports writers bore me to death. And they also don't have the state police spying on him for no reason. That's why he's here. But he's also knows the Tillmans, talked to him, written about it, exposed what's going on. Yeah, I mean, they lied over and over again, then they shot him up close from just a few yards away in the face. I talked to his brother and others years ago. You know, he was writing letters home saying he was going to go public. In the time we've got left, I mean, fleshing out the evidence, but it all points towards a snuff, a frag, a murder, so that he wouldn't come home and be a poster boy against the war. I mean, what else could it be? Or was it some guys that were jealous of him? It certainly looks like it was done on purpose.
It certainly does. I spoke at great length with his mom, Mary, and it's her belief. And as much as I've studied this, I mean, she's somebody who's been over this with a fine-tooth comb because she wants justice for her son. And she's convinced that it was the entire tragedy was a result of the horrible chaos of the moment and then people in a fumbling, bumbling, embarrassing way trying to cover it up, followed by a series of, you know how the armed forces work, just a series of slow bureaucratic grindingness that just made the entire thing worse every step of the way.
Well, I don't think she knows how to use an M16, though. The point is, he's waving his arms saying, stop shooting, and they run up and shoot him, and then it's all an accident, and they cover it up?
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. I mean, there's a lot about it that doesn't pass the smell test.
So you don't agree with him?
Well, I mean, I certainly respect the angle from which she is taking it. I am very, very skeptical about coincidences. And for all the brave men and women who've died overseas, we have to remember that only a very small percentage of the, I believe it's over a million troops who've cycled through, have actually died. And when one of them happens to be the most famous one, and it happens to happen concurrent with the Abu Ghraib photos getting released, the worst public relations disaster for the Pentagon. It's just, I just wasn't raised to believe in coincidences.
Well, he was planning to go public against the war.
That's it, too. He was writing letters to people like Noam Chomsky. He was making a true effort to intellectually come to terms with what was happening with U.S. foreign policy. And that's one of the other things when I say it was an American tragedy is because it's hard not to view him as being a microcosm or a representative of the country as a whole. You know, angry and gung-ho after 9/11, and yet going into Iraq and not understanding the logic of that. And then that being a pretext for him starting to question the broader war on terror.
Well, I mean, the way they built him up to a god level and then what would have happened if he would have come home and spoke out against the war as he was planning to do? I mean, they just couldn't put up with that. And then all the mysterious things and the different stories. And I mean, I'm sorry, troops don't run up 5 feet from you in broad daylight after you're begging and screaming in English and shoot you in the face. I mean, come on.
It's not something I understand, to be perfectly frank with you.
Well, we know this. It became a PR disaster for him one way or the other.
It sure did. But I really do think, though, that the twin impact of the Abu Ghraib photos with the death of Tillman in a friendly fire situation would have been ridiculous. We have to remember, they gave Tillman the Silver Star posthumously. The Silver Star is only reserved for death in the theater of active combat. It's specifically not reserved for friendly fire, which gives you an idea about the level of cover-up that was involved.
Well, you know that the original Army doctors that first saw the body said that it looked like foul play.
Mm. No, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so
I really do believe this entire thing is the equivalent of when you see a little thread off of a sweater and you pull it, and just the more you pull it, the more it unravels.
Yeah. Well, an Army doctor who's a forensics investigator, that's what they look at is battle wounds. And they said, This looks like it is probably, I can pull up the, I'm sure you've seen the form, but they marked down, Looks like he was murdered. Looks like this was a hit.
No, this is what we're talking about.
And he got powder burns on his face. I mean, give me a break.
Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about, and it's nothing pleasant. It's, like I said, it's an American tragedy and an American crime.
Well, great talking to you, and we appreciate all the work you're doing. Dave Zirin, we'll talk to you again come up in December about your book, The People's History of Sports, because I like your angle on stuff, and we appreciate your time.
Wonderful. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, there it goes, folks. We're going to come back and get into your phone calls and a bunch of news. I got a bunch of audio clips I haven't gotten to yet. And David Ray Griffin and Stephen Jones are joining us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Got to have some fun here. You know, it's got like hundreds of millions of views online, literally. It's a newscast where these locals think there's a leprechaun in a tree. And we all come out and say to the leprechaun, give me the gold. So that's why we're playing that little remix. They're having some fun because there's so much craziness going on. Paul, Ivan, Vinny, Wayne, Adam, I promise we're getting to all of you. Paul in the Netherlands, after the leprechaun leaves us in 5 minutes, the Swedish leprechaun, he's a traveling student, a foreign student, a leprechaun, Ted Anderson. But no, to get serious here, you know, we're trying to blunt the bad news. U.S. home construction sinks to all-time record low. Charts predict Dow Jones Industrial Average to go down to 6,000 points. In less than a month, That's not just our experts. That's CNBC's experts. Paulson says none of the bailout goes to American industry. And by the way, I'm against the bailout for the car people, the automakers. But if you're going to give $5 trillion to offshore banks to buy up stock, that's what they're doing, and then I got to pay for it as a taxpayer, I'd rather give it to GM workers making $75 an hour. And by the way, all of them don't. A very small percentage do. The media uses that. So, yeah, not $25 billion for the automakers. We're not going to make cars there anymore, folks. We don't make anything. Nothing for them, and it probably wouldn't save them down the road. I don't know what's bad news, and I wanted to bring Ted Anderson up because Ted, the owner of the Genesis Network and also Minus Resources, 30 years in gold and silver brokerage, Ted has some of the store closure lists. Now, I've got them that are 1,000 names long. We're not going to read all these, but some of the big ones. You know, it's not just Circuit City. And again, I probably go out to eat about twice a week when I work late. About a third of the restaurants I try to go to and eat at, they're gone. Ted Anderson, tell us what's going on there.
Yeah, okay. I mean, obviously, Circuit City is at the top of the list, but you've got Ann Taylor, you got Lane Bryant, Eddie Bauer, Fashion Bug, Catherine's, the Cachet, the Talbot's closing down, Jill, J. Jill, Gap, Foot Locker, Wicks, Levitt's, Bombay closing, Zales, Whitehall, Pierce, Pagoda, Disney. Now, Disney has 98 stores they're shutting down. Home Depot is going to close 15 stores. Macy's, 9 stores. Linen and Things, Movie Gallery, Pacific Sunwear, Pep Boys, Sprint Nextel, JCPenney's. Now, there's a big name. Ethan Allen, Wilson Leather closing down. Sharper Image, and there's another one. I mean, people are thinking about buying gift cards. I mean, I wouldn't even do that this year. There's just too many stores that are going to be gone. KB Toys, Lowell's, Dillard's. I mean, there's a lot more on the list. We just don't have time to keep going with that. I mean, the GM thing is just one part of the whole segment. We're talking about the comics now not having enough gold to deliver and make good on all
this. Yeah,
that's
a big deal. I mean, we told people about this a month ago. Now it's mainstream news, as usual. What we tell you is later news. Explain that briefly like Max Kaiser did. For those that don't know, the paper gold crowd has been trying to suppress the price of gold, but now people are demanding physical delivery. And, of course, they don't have it. Explain that, naked shorting.
It's like the fractional reserve banking system. When you're dealing with the COMEX, most trades close and the contracts expire worthless. They don't take delivery. They just sell them to the next guy and to the next guy until the time value's gone, and then the contract's gone. If you have a contract to buy or sell, and if you let it expire, it means that it goes away. And nothing ever happens with it. The same holds true in the options market. But now people are buying the COMEX contracts and they're wanting to take delivery, and there's just simply not enough gold to do it. And so the physical market itself is reflecting the real prices of gold. What's going on?
Yeah, because people can buy a COMEX for $750, and then they think, well, I'll just take physical delivery and I'll be able to sell it for $900. People are paying premiums everywhere, and they're saying, sorry, we don't have the gold.
Yeah, and then you have what's called a force majeure. And the contract settles, and there is no delivery on the gold. There's just not enough gold to go around. And, of course, that market is all smoke and mirrors. It's all leverage. People are putting in 10% of their money to leverage, you know, 100% of the deal. So 90% of it is all loan. And
I know where the gold's at. The leprechaun got it.
Well, we're out here obviously accumulating. And the other thing, too, Alex, is gold is sneaking up inch by inch right now. Rather than having those big $100 increases and all that volatility, gold hit about 710 on its low. And today it's seen a high of $764.30. And right now it's up $2 and it's trading for $740. And what's going to happen is you're going to see $800 an ounce, and it's coming so slowly and so steadily that you'll hardly even know it happened.
Look, it's real simple. They are killing the dollar. They've decided to do it. And so in the interim, they're going to run it up and print as many as they can and give it to the banks to buy real assets with it and then leave us holding the fiat currency bag. How do you protect yourself, folks? You move into silver and gold. And you do that from people that have it in their vault, in his little pot of gold. You get it from somebody who gets it in such bulk that he passes on that huge discount. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, most gold brokerage houses and outfits that have been around decades, they're sold out, or they can sell you one coin at huge 30, 40% premiums. I've explained this and explained this. You are crazy if you don't buy some silver and gold. And I'm not saying get rid of all your stocks, all your bonds. You know, diversification is always king. But for friends, for family, you know, for children, it's great to give them, you know, some silver, some gold, you know, to have them lock it up in a safe or, you know, have them put it in the mattress, whatever. It's a great gift to teach people about real money with this Christmas season coming up. But regardless, give your children the gift of having some nest egg. I mean, Ted, if you Google, you know, Congress looks at taking over pension funds or taxing pension funds and 401ks, I mean, they're really getting ready to go after those, Ted.
No, they sure are, and they have to do it because they have to step up and they have to bail out just about everything that has trouble. And where do you suppose they're coming up with all this money? You know, I mean, it's all printed money, and they want to take control. They really want to get people, you know, in the grasp of government. A big government is coming, and it's not only just our current government elected officials, but it's the banking institutions that are meeting, like this G40 meeting that we just had, or the G20 meeting we just had. You know, it looks really, really gloomy out there. And as a matter of fact, the reason why gold ran up today is because the Mideastern countries were deciding that they wanted to get out of the U.S. dollar and they're going to switch it into gold. And
that's right. Iran 3 days ago went $75 billion of their reserves, pulled it out of the U.S. and bought gold and then shipped it to Tehran. So Venezuela and others are doing the same thing. And now they have former CIA employee Zawahiri threatens America again, you know, saying they're going to bomb us to show Barack Obama. All that'll do is let Barack Obama become more popular and attack more countries, which is why the globalists are going to attack themselves. This is really shaping up to be crazy. Ted, I'm going to move on to the calls. I appreciate you coming on, but briefly, you still have a few Maple Leafs. You almost sold out of those, I know. Folks, you can't find those anywhere. You've got all different sizes of American Eagles, which, again, you can't find anywhere. You've got Franks, you've got Sovereigns, you've even got some collectible coins as well. But everybody knows I like these bullion coins or collector coins close to bullion. Again, Ted bought a whole bunch of these back when gold was $50 cheaper, and so you can still pass that on. Though I talked to you this morning, you are running out of these deals. Ted, how long until you've exhausted your little pot of gold there that you bought when gold was a lot lower? How long till it has to go up?
Well, I know this, Alex. I know I can hold the prices today. And I can see the prices jumping up in the marketplace, too. I mean, it's $764. If it holds there, my prices are going to have to come up, too. I mean, I locked in on a lot of stuff. The people are buying it. I really appreciate the business that they're giving us. It obviously helps the network immensely. But I can tell you right now, I only can do so much. You know, I'm buying what I can. I mean, I knew when gold was at 710, it was a buy. I just, you know, I picked up as much inventory as I could.
Yeah, bottom line, folks, it's only going to go up. I mean, all the conventional wisdom says that. Who knows? But the point is, buy it now. We can still pass on these huge savings. And, Ted, you still got all the coins I mentioned and the silver, right? The
same prices. Actually, I got $11 discount on Franks right now. I've got about a $22 discount on British Sovereigns. I have the silver dollars, the silver Walking Liberty half dollars, and they're currently right now at $8.90. The silver dollars are at $25. It's way more than double the price. You know, we've got a good variety of things to pick from, and I would suggest that you do it now because there's a lot of problems out there. And
now, let's explain. Silver is down at $14 or whatever it is right now, and then the silver dollars everywhere are $25. Again, that shows the manipulation of not just gold but the silver market. So Ted isn't even selling you silver dollars. He wants to give you, he has half dollars that are right down there by melt, beautiful, gorgeous coins that even have some collector value. So 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Let's go out of this segment and into your phone calls with Ted Anderson's new theme song. Here is Ted singing, I Want to Know Where the Gold At. Again, 800-686-2237. And the brokers are generally there till midnight. Last night, I know they left at about 10 last night, but they are there in the evenings. 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this today. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for having having the network.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet, and thanks for having the gumption to offer people such great deals. 800-686-2237 or minusresources.com. Okay, you want to know where the gold's at? It's right there with Ted Anderson. 1-800-686-2237. Okay, all right. Got some big guests coming up, but I want to take your phone calls right now. I appreciate you holding. Paul in the Netherlands. Welcome, Paul.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hey. Hey, I know where the gold is. I got really lucky here in the Netherlands. It's really odd because there's this gold shop, as it were, near Amsterdam. And they're actually selling the gold at the actual price. That's official. It's just a company, and they don't put any interest in on it. It's just crazy.
Yeah, what they do is they buy it when it's low, and then they sell it when it's high, and they always have that setback. And yeah, Europe is where Ted's getting his gold. I mean, it's hard to get here in the U.S.
It's really cheap. I got an embarrassing lot of it, and I got really lucky because now it's starting to run out over here too.
Oh, really? It's running out. Well, more, do you have a little pot of gold now?
Yeah, I got the gold.
Anyway, I love it.
It's pretty nice. Yeah, it's also kind of useful because even if the prices stay low, I'm a goldsmith, so I can always use it.
Oh, good. So you're in that business.
I just got lucky. Anyway,
all right, so we got another leprechaun calling. Go ahead. That's the secret. We're all really leprechauns.
sort of.
Anyways, go ahead, my friend.
I have three subjects I wanted to talk about, and I'll try to get through them as quickly as possible.
Okay.
First, to start off with, is something about entertainment, and I mean movies. Have you ever heard of the series Firefly and of the movie that got out of it, Serenity?
Oh, it's excellent. Yeah, it's total anti-New World Order. It admits the government is putting Prozac into the atmosphere to make you serve their world government. And, it's all total anti-New World Order.
I can really recommend it to everyone. And Fox, the producer, they even just cut the series down after, what was it, two seasons?
Because no, it was only one season, and then they wouldn't let the other shows air, even though it got high ratings. And then so the producer went and made his own movie. He's the guy that, I forget, he's got a bunch of his TV shows, like Buffy the Vampire Slayer and all that. He's the creator of Serenity. And that's the movie.
Really
the TV show is Firefly. I don't get into a lot of popular culture, but I saw that movie and liked it enough to go buy the TV show on DVD. And,
Yeah, that's great. Okay. Well, let's go to the second subject, the carbon tax thing. Because, you know, if they're actually going to pull it through and everyone's going to pay carbon tax for their own breathing and for their fuels and their cars and everything and electricity, well, I was thinking there's a lot of hydrogen technology out there, and me and my friends are working on several projects on how to really make hydrogen gases really cheaply and not very dangerous, and using it to create electricity, using it to generate propulsion for cars and everything. And
there are all sorts of clean systems. It just takes massive investment to bring it out to the general market.
But it's not actually that hard to make, because you could practically put a big can of water in your car, put a hydrogen generator in next to it, and then use it and drive for indefinitely. Just you could go anywhere, and it's not hard.
Hydrogen's very expensive, as you know, and I appreciate your call. Hydrogen's very explosive, so they have all these regulations on it. So they're going to use phony environmentalism as a way to suppress all of that. But what I meant was getting it to roll out and retrofitted for the general public. You see, it's going to end up being some huge factory-delivered system instead of lots of local shops doing it. Innovation, one thing about the economy imploding is it is going to cause a lot of grassroots innovation. Good to hear from you, Paul. Could talk to you for hours, but want to give everybody a chance here. Ivan in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Ivan dropped off. Vinny in California.
Hey, Alex. I know where the gold at.
Where is it?
to my safe and buried under my house.
Good.
Hey, I love you. I love your show. You know, I want to thank you for all the work that you've done. You're doing just an incredible job. Sometimes when I think you're smoking something funny, I go and I do my own research and find out that you were right. I got two questions. I'm praying that you let me get them both in. Number one, on chemtrails, there's a, have you heard of the black line? I sent Aaron a picture of it a while back. You know what that is?
No, it's called the black line.
Yeah, it's called the black line. I sent Aaron a picture, and what it is I've noticed it when I was in Indianapolis. I live in Southern California, and we saw them spraying, and then as soon as the spray stopped, you could see a black continuation of the line. It just happened instantly, almost like it was a track or like an exhaust thing, but it was way too fast. I mean, you'd have to go hyperspeed in order to get it to finish. But if you could take a look at that when you get a chance, I sent it to Aaron.
It's like they're energizing it with their antenna arrays. Now I know what a black line is. People have witnessed these being energized, changing colors. I've seen it. And the government admits, and now declassified, that they spray aerosols and then they energize them with these ground antennas in secret projects. So, they're using radio systems to, who knows what they're doing. A lot of it's declassified, but only that they're doing secret tests. Anything else you want to add there, Vinny?
Absolutely.
Stay there, Vinny. And then Wayne and Adam and Troy.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at FuelSaverINC.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, FuelSaverINC.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center with ZV. ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies, and TV shows. Anything that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with the ZV remote with its built-in mouse touchpad. Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content, such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more. And all in HD and just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscriptions or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started. Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com. Or call us today at 800-611-1776. That's 800-611-1776. Call today.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Okay, going back to Vinny in California on the Schwarzenegger. He said global warming is causing the fires. It's always fires every year all over Southern and Central California. in Northern. And, of course, it was, as we said a week ago, college kids not putting out a fire. And illegal aliens out there in the camps. There's camps all over Mexico, Northern Mexico, into California, where the people live, not attacking them. They just, you know, when there's fires outside, you get fires. No, that's not it. The problem is the global warming. We need to tax you. I will save you. All right, going back to Vinny. Vinny, go ahead.
All right, cool. I appreciate the opportunity. I really need your help with something. I was in Indianapolis when Obama was there, and for 2 days, perfectly blue skies. The weather doesn't change, and as soon as he leaves, they blasted us. And I come back to California, and on Halloween, it's the worst spring I've ever seen. I posted a video on YouTube with four trails going simultaneously. It's just ridiculous. So I'm going to take action. I can still maintain my business, and I'm going to get a radio show. I've got the connections here in the Inland Empire in Southern California. My question to you is, I know I'm going to run into some slack. Who do you go get for advertisers? Because I know we're going to catch some heat, but and I can go sell it. I just need to know, who do I go after?
You know, you won't really catch heat now. I mean, if you're going to buy your own time, I would just do it Saturday or Sunday night. I'm going to go for the bigger stations and then just go on there and, you know, get gun shops, preparedness people. I'd get a leprechaun sponsor, but find a good gold broker. I mean, there's all sorts of stuff that will allow you to do that. And I mean, it shouldn't be, you know, too much. I mean, if you're a well-spoken guy and you sound like it, just covering issues, then, I mean, it's a great way to reach out to people. Also, Access TV, huge, very effective. That's how I started out 13 years ago. Now, there's a lot of different venues and different ways to reach out to people. I mean, I don't care if it's a broadsheet, you know, two-page little newspaper you put out once a week to 1,000 homes, you know, in your neighborhood. I mean, there's so many things people can do, but that's just one of them. I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and talk to Wayne in Canada. You're on the air, Wayne.
Hello, Alex. You got a copy?
Yes, sir.
I'm falling from the Great White North up here in Alberta. I can tell you there's no gold up here, but there's a lot of oil. So.
There certainly is, but according to the government, only 1% of the oil is in North America. Tell it a lie, but why not tell the public that?
But anyways, well, first off, I just want to say it's an honor to finally get a chance to speak to you.
Well, it's an honor to talk to you, my friend.
I've been following you for about 3 years, and I got to admit, I'm a little bit ashamed, because all I've done really is just watch your DVDs and pretty much just listen. I never acted on anything, and I'd be a lot better off right now if I would have. But I got a three-part question for you. It's in regards to Obama. The first one, anybody can take it however they want, but do you think that the Rainbow Coalition and the NAACP are going to place undue stress and pressure on the government and the people of America now that Obama is a president?
Do I think they're going to do what?
Hey?
I misunderstood you. What are they going to do? What are you asking?
Do you feel that the NAACP and the Rainbow Coalition are going to place undue stress on the government and the people of America now that Obama's elected president?
How are they going to do that? Okay, I understand the question. Go ahead.
The second question is in regards to the auto industry. Do you think that they are going to allow the bailout, or are they just simply going to allow the Big Three to go bankrupt so that the banking coalition in Europe can drain out all the funds?
And what's the last question?
The last question is actually your other guest already answered it. I'll let you go, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.